This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Mar-a-Lago Papers.
More than 300 classified documents since Trump left office.
North Texas flooding.
Just completely immersed in water.
Frustrated flyers.
Our flight was canceled yesterday. It was canceled this morning, and now we're back again.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Trump has taken his first legal action to challenge the FBI's search of his Florida estate as more information comes out about what was seized. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Former President Trump is asking a federal court in Florida to stop federal investigators from reviewing the documents taken until a special master or a third-party attorney can be appointed. Trump's lawyers make unsubstantiated claims of investigators being partisan, saying law enforcement cannot be used as a weapon for political purposes, and go on to say that the matter at hand involves not only the constitutional rights of President Trump, but also the preservation of executive privilege. National security lawyer Bradley Moss.
This filing was all about trying to shore up his position with the Republican base and hoping that no one notices it's not properly constructed. It's going to get slammed by the judge.
So far, a U.S. official tells CBS News that the Justice Department has retrieved at least 150 classified documents from the boxes Trump handed over to the National Archives earlier this year. And the New York Times reports that since federal agents re-engaged with Trump's legal team this summer and then searched his home, that number has climbed, with more than 300 documents with classified markings obtained by the Justice Department.
Now to North Texas, where at least one death is blamed on the flooding caused by torrential rain. CBS's Omar Villafranca has details.
Rescue crews were out in force in Dallas, Texas and the surrounding area, carrying children through several feet of floodwater. While some residents attempted to escape with what they could,
we saw some cars get through it, and then all of a sudden we were stopped, and then I see a car just like floating towards the wall, and so like, oh, shoot.
Others were pushing nearly submerged cars out of flooded roadways. One local journalist helped a woman out of her vehicle that was stuck in the water.
I thought I was going to die.
Fort Worth Fire has responded to more than 170 calls for rescue, and that number is expected to increase. When the floodwaters receded, dozens of abandoned cars were revealed. A 60-year-old woman who was on her way home from work died after her vehicle became submerged, according to Dallas County officials.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us the weather in Dallas and other places has caused more than 15,000 flight delays over the last 2 days and more than 2,300 cancellations.
Nationally, nearly a quarter of all flights offered by U.S. carriers have experienced delays since the beginning of August by an average of 52 minutes.
I actually have a flight today that was canceled, rebooked, and has had like three changes to it.
How are the airlines doing?
So the good news is we've seen some improvement. The bottom line is it's still not an acceptable level of delays and cancellations. The system is not yet able to cope.
A system Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says could take months to fix, in part because airlines and air traffic control are dealing with major staffing shortages.
There are several things that could be done. First of all, making sure that hiring is stepped up. Two, they need to be ready with customer service.
The Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the violent police encounter in Arkansas. Three officers have been suspended. They were shown on video appearing to beat a suspect while he was pinned to the ground. The State Department says it has information Russia will increase its attacks in Ukraine in response to the car bombing that killed the daughter of a Putin ally. CBS's Deborah Pata.
A memorial service in Moscow for Daria Dugina, killed instantly when her car blew up on the outskirts of the capital. The Kremlin has blamed Ukraine for the hit, claiming to have solved the case within 24 hours and releasing video of a suspect they call a Ukrainian agent. Former Kremlin politician Ilya Ponomarev, who was forced into exile after voting against the annexation of Crimea, claims it's the work of an underground Russian resistance group that he's been in direct contact with.
It's primary voting day today in New York and Florida. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says attention is focused on the Sunshine State, where a rival for incumbent Republican Ron DeSantis will emerge.
Democrats really want to blunt any momentum that Ron DeSantis has. He won the governorship by just a half percentage point in 2018 and now has become kind of a star of the Republican Party with larger ambitions for the presidency.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have allowed opioid users in L.A., San Francisco, and Oakland to legally inject drugs at supervised sites. He says it would have brought a world of unintended consequences. John Lovell of the California Narcotic Officers Association agrees.
The facilities themselves have an extraordinary magnet effect. So the population of people caught in the vice of addiction goes up exponentially.
At the sentencing trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz, his attorney, Melissa McNeil, said Cruz was damaged from birth, the son of a mother who abused alcohol and drugs during her pregnancy.
We don't excuse the horrific acts of damaged and wounded people. We punish them, but we take into consideration their damage when we impose sentence.
Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. A Michigan jury resumes deliberations today in the trial of two men charged with conspiring to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. The jury got the case yesterday afternoon. In northern Michigan, an unidentified virus has killed dozens of dogs over the past month. It's similar to parvovirus, which causes gastrointestinal illness mostly in puppies, but it's believed to be a different and more easily spread strain. Well, former Texas high school football coach Gary Gaines has died. His story was told in the book and movie Friday Night Lights.
Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down.
Billy Bob Thornton played him in the film. Gaines was 73 years old and had Alzheimer's disease.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
In California, people are supposed to be conserving water, but it seems some big names aren't.
Dwayne Wade, flop the dunk on run.
The LA Times says NBA star Dwayne Wade and his wife Gabrielle Union are the biggest offenders, exceeding the allotted water budget at his Hidden Hills mansion by 90,000 gallons, or more than 1,400%, because of a problem with their pool. Also notified for excessive use, Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer Flavin. Records show they used about 533% more than allocated to keep hundreds of mature fruit and pine trees on their property alive. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Buckingham Palace says Prince William and wife Kate are on the move. They're heading from central London's Kensington Palace to the nearly 200-year-old Adelaide Cottage, closer to Windsor Castle and 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.